E-Renault's Optical Theater. Emil Renault's Optical Theater, patented in 1889, projected animated pictures of between 6 and 15 minutes long onto a screen. He used a combination of two magic lanterns. One projected the background of the scene, and the other, through mirrors and lenses, projected moving images. It is a device that was based on the Praxinoscope's moving image technique, also invented by Renault in 1877. The images projected by the optical theater were hand-painted on hundreds of plates joined together by a flexible band of perforated fabric rolled onto two manually moved reels. As of 1892, at the Musée Grévin in Paris, Renault presented his show called Pantomime Lumineuse, which was a screening of animated pictures rendered with his optical theater, and which proved a great success. However, the advent of film 3 years later and the difficulty of constantly renewing the repertoire of the show led to the decline of this forerunner to animated film. Finally, in 1900, after 8 years and 12,800 performances to more than 500,000 spectators, Renault stopped doing this show. In 1913, desperate, he threw his last piece of optical theater into the River Seine in Paris.